Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series on life is not happening to you, but it's happening through you. And this series is designed to help you clean up the energy within you so that you can start to create a life that you want to live, right? And so the next layer to this series, go back and listen to show one if you want the first layer, but I recommend doing it. Do the forgiveness, really let go of things. But the next layer is you got to know what you want, right? And I talk about that a lot on this program. You've heard me say it many, many times. And I find that after over a decade of coaching, intuitively reading for people and taking that information and coaching them, that the people that tend to follow my work, so you, probably have a really clear vision for what you want, right? Your visions are so immaculate. I've had so many conversations with people where they're telling me their vision. It is so crystal clear. And they can talk it through. It feels good to them. And then when they have to bring that from the ethers, right, where they're holding that vision, that dreamy energetic space where all things are possible, the visualization, if you will, the creative visualization, when they have to bring that into their reality, they suddenly become a completely different person. And so I want you to get clear about what you want and what the vision is. But then I want you to start to look at ways that you can start to bring that vision into reality. So it's not just dreaming of the amazing man. It's saying to yourself, okay, I see this amazing partner and I see myself interacting with that partner. How can I be more of that person today? And I want you to do one tiny little thing today that would make you more of that person. So it could be that you're running your multi-million dollar company. How can you be more of that person today? Because in the process of reviewing that, looking at that, getting clear about what that is, you start to immediately dissolve so much of the resistance around it, because I find that people that can have these really beautiful visions, and believe me, this is years and years of research, years and years and years and hours and hours and hours of conversations with people, that vision is so removed from them, as detailed as it is, as beautiful as it is so removed from who they are. And so if you've stored all this beautiful energy in a vision for what you want in your life, why not start to bring that energy into your life? Start to bring it into your life. So do one thing today that would be more like that person. So my spirits are saying, give a quick example. So let's see. What am I working on? I'm working on multiple manifestations right now. There's a multi-level of it. The primary one, right, is a house, which I've already told you, so I can share that one. So I've been working on the house, but the house is second tier to the first one, which is a sales goal. And so, cause I'm going to take that and buy my house, right? But they go together and they're very closely linked. So there's this vision of my life in my house. And so I tell myself and my business, right? Because they're linked. So I'm like, how can I be more of that woman today? The woman who already has that. The woman that has already created that reality. The woman who has manifested. What is she up to? How does she act? And one thing's for sure is she's not getting caught up on the bullshit, right? She's not going down the rabbit hole of somebody's dramatic story. She's not engaging a chaos because she doesn't have to, right? She's manifested what she wants. So she doesn't need to go down all these janky, scary roads. She just stays grounded and centered in her, right? And so I keep asking myself, like, every day, how can I be more of that woman? Well, I catch myself. If I want to go it down the oh, I'm getting caught up, like I have a dear friend, I'm getting caught up in her career choices. And I'm like, girl, to myself, like, girl, that's codependency 101. Get out of that woman's business. Yes, you love her. Yes, you appreciate her. Devote that energy to yourself. And so I use that as an exact sign. So if I'm getting all caught up in my friend's career choice, then that means that I really need to be getting caught up in my own career choice. And so I direct that energy there. Okay, what needs to be healed, resolved, overcome, fixed in some regards. I do think there's some fixing that needs to occur at times in our lives. And so then I act accordingly. So how can I, so I'm calling myself back. That's probably the easiest way to say it, is I call myself back when I want to go down these holes, my codependency hole, my self-saboteur hole. I call myself back, because the woman who's manifested what I want to manifest, she's like, yeah, that's the only way to get there. Why am I going to waste my energy? I love my friend with all my heart and soul. And if she wants help, she can come to me and I will help her with all my heart. But me sending her a random text saying, hey, girl, I'm sensing you need to get it together, that's just junky nonsense for me, right? Like, that's me not owning that's energy I need to be devoting to myself. And do you see that you can be of far greater service to anyone if you are taking care of yourself first, right? Because if I've taken care of myself and I'm feeling really good and I'm the woman on the other side of this goal that I've set, of course I can devote energy to a friend who needs it, who's come to me and says, hey, can you give me some wisdom and some guidance? But from the place of, oh, I'm still working my stuff and I'm going to get caught up in somebody else's, that's not powerful. It's kind of a weak vibration. It's a weak, the way I would be helping her would be weak, and I'm not showing it powerful in my experience. So anything I'm doing is kind of weak. All right. So I'm over my 5 minutes, which means it's time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening to this program. I appreciate you. And if you're looking for a coach, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and visit my website and sign up for my newsletter, and I will send you 2 free intuitive messages a week that you can use on your spiritual journey. Until next time.